Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
And the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. This week in the Gospels, the Lord has been so wisely bringing us down to the dirt. And today, the Savior reveals what this dirt is really all about. And the soil we see there refers to the human heart where God has sown his word. It's not much of an exaggeration when considering that man was made from the very dust or mud or slime or earth of Eden. The soil God created man from was good soil. And it is there that in Genesis we hear how even before making man, God planted a garden himself. And it's a task the Lord is still doing, even in the New Testament, where we hear how God sows seeds in the heart of man. But the reality is that he is not the only one interested in getting to the heart. For the evil one comes there too, to uproot and undo and steal away what the Lord has done. Of course, Satan hated the Garden of Eden. So too, he hates the human heart where God is still planting and where God seeks to dwell. And the evil one uprooting the seed sown in the heart of man will look a lot like how he uprooted man from Eden, where the evil one so cunningly coiled himself around the one tree on which had been attached an important commandment: thou shalt not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. This is among the first times we hear God tell mankind, thou shalt not. And at these words, Satan perks up his ears, and he understands what he must do and where he needed to go and what he should say to uproot man from Eden. And about which the Lord had said, thou shalt not, the evil one said, thou shall. And having so twisted God's word, Adam and Eve followed Satan's inverted commandment. And suddenly everything changes, and the way they should relate to God and neighbor and their moral faculties altogether becomes unsettled. And their hearts are now inclined to sin, inclined not to follow the command of the Lord. But as we heard in Exodus this morning, God isn't done with man, and he comes to remind us of how to love God and how to love our neighbor from the heart. Saint Irenaeus says that from the beginning, God implanted in the heart of man the precepts of the natural law, Then he was content to remind him of them. This was the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. But just as the evil one came to the very tree thou shalt not eat from, so Satan approaches very near the commandments in the heart, inverting them there. He removes the knots from the command and says, thou shalt have other gods. Thou shalt kill and steal and covet. And he adds in knots where they weren't before. Honor thy father and thy mother not. And thus the anti-savior with his anti-decalogue steals away what God has planted again. And yet there is hope, even for the heart inclined to sin. And it's hope we can look to in our Holy Father, St. Augustine. If you look at Augustine's heart pre-conversion, you may not have considered it to be very rich soil. He would have more closely resembled the rocky ground, or the hardened path, or the soil with thorns, or frankly, all of these things together. But as Father Ambrose reminded us at the start of this week, God can transform the soil of our heart, even as natural soil can be restored and repaired by watering, weeding, the turning, and infusing the soil with nutrients, even burning. And so God can restore the hard, rocky, thorn-laden soil of our hearts. We remember that the seed the Lord is planting is the Word. And this is no passive pushover seed. St. Paul tells us that the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. So when God's Word pierces the soil of our heart, will we let it do its work, painful though it may be, sharp though it is? If we do, St. Augustine shows us what happens. In his Confessions, he said, thou hast stricken my heart with thy word, and I loved thee. After being struck and pierced, St. Augustine is ready to love. And his heart is now the rich soil which bears the fruits of love. And this is what God wants for each of us, what the commandments are all about. He wants to be loved, and so strikes our hearts so that they do love him. And as God wants to be loved, so Saint Augustine wants the superiors of his monasteries to seek to be loved as well, saying that they should strive to be loved by you rather than feared. If we have Saint Augustine as our model formator, we should all be striving to be loved. This means the words that we speak, the commands that we give, should all come from and point to love. This makes for the transformation of rocky or hardened or thorn-laden soil to become the good soil in the hearts of those you form. We've had a lot of novice masters and mistresses around us this week, so we're all inclined to be on our best behavior as this week unfolds. Novice masters have to say thou shalt not and thou shall a lot in their lives. But may we always remember that when we speak a word to the heart of a novice, we're speaking to the garden which God is cultivating. We all have to develop a green thumb, so to speak, and especially always remember that the Lord is still cultivating our hearts as we form others. In his paintings and images, we often see Saint Augustine's heart blazing, which is a really good image for those in formation to keep in mind, that the fire must start in our hearts if other hearts are to be kindled. Often, farmers will set fire to their fields to purify the soil there. So we let the Lord strike our hearts and kindle our hearts, a fire of love that will spread from heart to heart in the monastery, which will become an entire field of rich soil, bearing fruit and yielding 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.